Thank you. My name is Mike Iacopino. I am the chair of the Legislative Committee for the New Hampshire Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers.
Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can we get you a seat?
Well, that's kind of cool. It's fine. I'm used to standing in court anyway. I'm the chair of the Legislative Committee for the New Hampshire Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. I've been a criminal defense lawyer for 26 years. I'm the past president of the organization. Our organization represents approximately 280 criminal defense practitioners in the state of New Hampshire. This is my first time appearing in front of this judiciary committee, but I've been up here over the years many times. We are here today to oppose Senate Bill 52. I'm going to give you the broad reasons, and then Catherine Cooper can answer specific questions for you, because she, as I understand, had the privilege of serving on the commission, or serving for the committee that passed SB 500 last session, and she did a bunch of research for them. Our view of this bill is that it's really not necessary at this time. Senate Bill 500 was the result of a serious and lengthy course of study that occurred. It was not only folks in our state, although there were very many New Hampshire people that were on the commission that came up with the basis for SB 500, but it was also, I believe, received grant funding from the Pew Center for the States and other national agencies which supported the study. It was a serious study that occurred. It was lengthy. It was not something that was done without regard to consequences, and it's not something that was done without a lot of thought and consideration. Quite frankly, it's our position we should give it a chance to work. We haven't really done that. I mean, I think this bill was only passed in the last session of the legislature. I know there have been a few headline-grabbing cases, but quite frankly, when you consider the parole system, when you consider the criminal justice system, we have headline-grabbing cases all the time. And what happens is, if we were to make a new law or if we were to change our laws, every time that we have a headline-grabbing case, our laws would be changing from year to year, from session to session, and that would not make for a very predictable legal system. So I respectfully suggest to you that you should give this bill a chance to work, see how it works out. I also understand the politics of it. I can see the number of senators that are sponsoring this bill. I can read the newspapers. So the second thing that I'm going to ask you to do is, if you feel that you must amend Senate Bill 500, the law as it presently exists, I'm going to ask that you do it in a way totally different than is contained in SB 52. What you've done here is basically created a totally, you've returned, this bill essentially returns to the way we were before. It adds essentially total discretion to the parole board on these cases where you have somebody who's approaching their maximum sentence date or when they've been recommitted on a parole violation. There are very good reasons for those parts of the law that was passed as part of SB 500. As I said, they're a result of much study. The concern that I have here is, if you try to fix what you perceive as problems by essentially going back to the old way, you were going to have the same problems we had before. I would ask that if you are intent on changing this law, if you're intent on making amendments to it, that you at least do it in such a way so the parole board is well instructed that in the run-of-the-mill case, your mine run case, that this 9-month early release will be imposed. Make it the primary part of the bill. The same thing on the recommittal, that in the mine run case, in your run-of-the-mill type of case, you will have that it will be a recommitment for 90 days. And require something more than simply the word may has contained on line 4 of the version of the bill that I have. I would recommend that you take that out and that you turn that into something more than just the may. Some discretion might be appropriate, but do it in some form of tier so that It's very clear to the parole board that it's the intent of this legislature that people should be released with time, that they will be under supervision, because that's really what SB 500 was all about. You release somebody at the end of their sentence, on the last day that they can possibly be held, and they go out without services, quite frankly, you're going to get more headline-grabbing cases out of that scenario than when you've released somebody 9 months before their maximum release date, and they're subject to the supervision of a probation or parole officer who can, in fact, monitor them in the community. Because once they're out on a maximum sentence, once they've served their maximum time, there is no supervision. And that was one of the underlying premises of Senate Bill 500. And so we're asking that you do everything you can to maintain that in as complete a capacity as you can. And the same thing on the recommittal portions of the bill. I've spoken longer than I expected to. Catherine is the real expert with respect to the corrections issues. I usually try to make sure that my clients don't ever get there so that we're not dealing with these end-of-term issues. So I'll turn it over to Catherine. I think she has something to say, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions when she's...
I think what Mike said was, and sorry, for the record, my name is Catherine Cooper. I'm the executive director of the New Hampshire Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers and work closely with Mike, trying to do some lobbying here in the House to help educate and make sure that there's an understanding from the defense perspective of what goes on in the criminal justice system. I just would like to point out that the paragraph beginning on line 10 essentially reverses what Senate Bill 500 did last year. This, in effect, creates a mandatory minimum 90-day prison sentence and potentially requires people to serve longer, as opposed to Senate Bill 500 that created a 90-day maximum. I'm not sure if this committee has a lot of background of what went into the creation of Senate Bill 500, but there was a great deal of research done around the country on what actually brings recidivism numbers and crime rate numbers down when people are released from prison. And one of the primary things was that they have a period of supervision following their release from prison. So that was where this 9-month early release, and I hate using that word, that term early release, because it is effectively just saying 9 months before your maximum date for those offenders who are going to max out, but you still remain under the supervision of the Department of Corrections, so you're not truly released. Anyway, that 9-month period does give people a period of supervision, a way to keep things in line, and the kind of response that is necessary to make sure that they find a place to live, get a job, follow the rules, which are the things that make people stable in the community and prevent them from reoffending. And the other thing that sort of sparked Senate Bill 500 was the fact that an increasing percentage of prisoners in our state prison were prisoners who were going back from parole violations. Many times the parole violations were not new crimes. They were not serious violations. They were technical violations. Things like late curfews, missing meetings, things of that nature that would sort of add up and then they get sent back to prison. And there's also a great deal of research that shows that those people do not benefit from being reincarcerated. And in the end, it doesn't help their recidivism rates. Or safety to the community because they just become frustrated, they can't get their feet back on the ground, they lose the jobs that they did have, and then they end up in this terrible cycle of going in and out of prison. It's also really expensive to keep sending people back to prison for minor things. So we would request that this bill be revamped in the way that Mr. Iacopino suggested. And even by looking at the first paragraph, removing the word may, creating some language that would make this a requirement for the parole board unless they made certain findings that a person was, for some reason, not entitled to that type of release and supervision. So unless there are any other questions, I have nothing further.